The Ticket. Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. Hey, so Craig, I think you were trying to balance out your victory lap on during the break.
By saying something completely stupid.
You got the Caleb Houston. You got that one honest. You called it. You said, hey, this take on him being this three-point marksman, I don't necessarily agree with that. You were on point.
That's because I watched him play three games in Europe where he shot 10 for 52 from three.
You did. You called it. But then you came in the break and said, hey, you know, Doug is better in some respects than Trey Burke as a freshman.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if I can get with that. Brian gave you some stats. I'm just giving you the eyeball test. I just don't I don't think it's close, Craig.
Defensively, it isn't close. And the eyeball test, it isn't close. But if you look at some of the numbers, okay, if you squint a bit, you can see, you know, his assist turnover numbers are better than Trey's his freshman year. That's a fact, at least in the Big Ten. So I'm going to say that I think, you know, when you're talking about the potential of next year's team, it wasn't the 40s, it was the 30s, bro.
People in the chat are saying Craig is definitely did a lot of drugs. He's done a lot of drugs in his time, or maybe he's doing some now.
All right. I'm getting off of my Ibogaine.
Let me meet you halfway. I do think, even with the very rough game that he had against Maryland, I think we have seen some. Can we agree we've seen some signs of growth in Doug? He's shooting the ball from distance better than I expected him to. And his in-between game seems like he's making some strides there. So I think we've seen some progress in his game, but I still a ways to go to get to even freshman Trey Burke level, at least to me.
Okay. Well, Doug, I'm putting it on you, bro. Next year, you got to pull me out of this.
I can't hear you, Seth. Are you saying so? If you're talking, Seth, we can't hear you. We can't hear you, Seth. You're kind of muted. I don't know what happened. Yeah. So, at any rate.
Okay.
There you go.
It's terrible that I was muted because I was sitting here screaming, going, please stop this conversation. Get off this conversation. This is the dumbest conversation. There's no comparison between Trey Burke and Doug McDaniel. If you saw a bunch of garbage bags in Doug McDaniel's room right now, no one would say, oh, he's going to the NBA. Okay? It's not happening. This is the dumbest conversation to be having. You can compare him to Xavier Simpson if you want to. But the point is, Doug does need to go a long way towards just seeing the court. Freshman point guards always have this issue, and some offenses don't even bother to get more complex. Juwan Howard's offense is not one of them. Point guards take big leaps from their freshman to sophomore year as far as seeing the court. That really matters to this team. You know, we're on about Hunter getting hacked all the time down low and not being able and just settling for his jumpers. And that's been a big problem on this team, especially because the competition level, I think, at center is way down this year from what it was last year. Like, Penn State center should just be getting put in a pine box every single time he goes against them. But they come down, they hack him all the time. The reason why he's getting the ball so high in the post and they have the opportunity to do that, it's because we don't have people getting him the ball down low, right?
So, Jenny, we got someone coming in the chat saying, don't diss Doug. Jenny, not dissing Doug. Not dissing Doug. I think what's being dissed is the comparison. let's be clear. I think Doug has come along nicely for a freshman. Michigan just happens to be in a very unfortunate circumstance of thrusting him into a role that they didn't anticipate having him in as a freshman. So that'll be good for next year. But for here and now, you got to live through some growing pains. And so it takes me to another question I have for you guys. And we've touched on it a little bit before. Because you can fix things quickly now with the portal. And we see it in football. Borges said something to me the other day. He said, man, you know, this day and age of college athletics, there's no learning on the job at Michigan anymore. At least it shouldn't be if you can work the portal right. And Michigan has gotten to a point now seemingly in football where they figured the portal out. So what do you guys think it is? Because it's not Santa Ono coming in and changing the emission standards. That didn't happen. Is it the portal is deeper? Is it a more refined portal strategy? Or is it a combination of the two? Because whatever it is, whatever Michigan did on the football side of things, and I know Juwan and company have had some success in the portal thus far, but they need to be able to bottle what football just did and apply it to the basketball side of things if there's going to be a quick fix to what's going on this year.
Well, with football, I think this year's haul is probably a little unrepresentative because you had COVID. Two major events. You had Stanford firing its head football coach, or he resigned. And then you had a personal relationship between Sharon Moore and Henderson. So, you know, those were a big portion of this portal class. Now, they did some work with Hausman and some other guys with Stewart, that kind of thing. I don't know what basketball can do, because I was looking at the portal class last year and I was like, well, you know, there are some good guys in here. And then Michigan tried to get Terrence Shannon and it didn't work out. So that is that really like fixable? I don't know. Because I would really like
real good right now. Right?
I would really like it to be fixable because it's you know, the university being completely insane that they can't get Terrence Shannon's credits to transfer, because I mean it's 2023. This guy's getting a degree in basketball and that's fine. Like, you need to go to class, you need to take your classes, but dude.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Sorry, it's a snow day, guys.
Oh, dude, I'm going through the same thing. I'm right there. I'm living with you. That's why I'm doing it. I'm right there with you, Brian. I get it. We get it.
All right, you're going to have to give me a second. Why don't you guys talk?
Yeah. So
what Brian said makes sense. There's no reason why the university, you know, can't functionally give degrees in basketball, with other things being a part of it, and even if they don't call it that. And so what happened with Shannon made no real sense. You're not talking about 5,000 students at the university. You're talking about one student with very special skills, you know. And if, for example, someone like, say, Madonna wanted to come to the University of Michigan because she had one special skill set, I don't think the university would be upset about it or think it's a big deal.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. So I think the portal is going to keep getting deeper. And I don't think it'll be this exceptional thing that you have relationships, pre-existing relationships playing into, you know, portal acquisitions. I think that's going to be the rule. I think that's why now when coaches are recruiting, if they aren't already doing it, they haven't already made this adjustment, they better make it quick. Be telling guys, hey, if you go someplace else, hey, man, I'll see you the next time around, right? I'll see you in a couple years. If you get in the portal, I'll come back and talk to you at that point. That's why you don't burn bridges in recruiting, because now you're going to be able to recruit those guys a second time. And so because of that, I think that maybe we'll start to see on the football side of things, too. I mean, Ernest Hausman, they were talking about how Hilo – I was talking to him down at the Fiesta Bowl. I guess they had recruited him. And so it made it easier to jump back on him when he hit the portal, right? So, you know, if you did a good job establishing a relationship during the initial recruiting phase, maybe that can result in some success down the line. You got to hope that's the case for Michigan basketball, because it looks like what should be. You look at this year, if it winds up being a foundation year, which I agree with Brian, it looks like it's going to be, a big part of that foundation is good chance it's going to go. And talking about Jets, so, and you already have other holes to fill. So portal seems to me to be the best way out of, or best way back to maybe being in contention again. I don't think it's going to happen in recruiting, not at least in the short term.
Well, I mean, if they do get Jet back, you probably don't need a whole lot for next year. Like, you've got two underclassmen in your backcourt who are coming back. You probably have Tristan Llewellyn. Jalen Llewellyn. Tristan Llewellyn is a Michigan hockey defenseman from like 15 years ago.
Pause right there. So would you bring Llewellyn back versus taking a stab, trying to take a run at someone else in the portal?
Well, I mean, you believed in this guy and you thought he was a good option. Like, and honestly, like, and I, like, scholarship limits no longer exist for the University of Michigan. So if he wants to come back and he understands that he's going to need to compete for playing time, then he can come back. I wouldn't guarantee him anything, but I would definitely give him the option. But yeah, and then I think you're looking for Terrence Shannon.
I think they're going to be more Terrence Shannons. I do.
Well, yeah, we'll that's what you're looking for.
A couple things. I do like George Washington III. I mean, he's a freshman coming in. He's signed his letter of intent. And I think he's a nice rounded player. He's not a true point. He's a combo guard, but has a nice intermediate game and can shoot the three. Really nice mechanics on his shot. He's a player I like and I think has potential. Papa Conte also makes the front court better because you actually now have three guys in the big rotation versus right now only really having two. And I like Michigan's basketball future just as it sits, with or without Jet. With Jet, I like it more, but with or without Jet, I think Michigan's in a pretty good situation. They have guys who are going to come along, and I include Doug on that. And I include Kobe. And so I see this as a team that, okay, even if this year has been a major step back in large part because of last year's recruiting class evaporating in half at least, I don't see the future as being negative at all. It'd be great if they can get Jet. It'd be great if they lose Jet, if they can get someone in the portal. But I still think that what Juwan has is an interesting core and a good core going forward.
Here's the glass half full on this class. To Seth's point, he said, I don't want to be on this treadmill. This is not a treadmill class. Both of these guys are probably four-year players. At least three, but probably four-year players. So there is that. Mm-hmm. It's developmental class.
Yeah, we talked about this on our podcast that, like, Cody Bufkin is a great example where a guy can come in, give you a few minutes his freshman year, but you're really looking at his long-term potential. And you look at the teams that are really good year in, year out, who are just always there. You know, that's what they do. I mean, Houston's starting, I think, three, four-year players and two, three-year players right now. And they picked up one lottery guy, right? So, like, that's how you build these great teams, is you have a lot of continuity. You have guys in your system a long time. And Howard's not been here that long. He's had COVID in the middle of it. Like, it's slowed his development of his program, because if he'd gotten a point guard when he came in and that point guard was starting today, you'd have a very different team now. And I don't want to knock on Doug, but he's a freshman. And that means you can't get the ball down to Hunter where you want to get the ball to him, because you just can't set up the offense very well. And that's, I mean, it's still a guard league. That's what NCAA basketball is. It's always been. And you can have a big produce a great example who just changes the game, but you still need to have some guards. And, you know, if you're starting a true freshman point guard and you got nobody behind him, that kind of puts a cap on your team.
Well, Purdue is starting two freshman guards and they got no one behind them. Yeah. And it's working, you know, for somehow. Now, that may be in part because of Edie. I grant you that.
Yeah, these dudes lost a lottery pick and they're the number one team in the country. I get it. Yeah. Yeah, Matt Painter is that dude. I've always loved Painter.
He always has been. But, like, one thing that Purdue has is the luxury of an eraser on the back end.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you can make all the defensive mistakes you want. And Zach Edey is going to clean up a bunch of those. So it's a different situation when you've got an elite defensive center, and you can bring some guys along who are making mistakes that just don't necessarily matter that much.
Yeah, I will say that their freshmen are really a precocious duo. I've been impressed with how mature they've played this year. So, Fletcher Lawyer, Braden Smith, those, and we'll see. I agree with you, Craig. You like it from the standpoint that they won't be, this won't be Jameer Young blowing by left and right, right?
Yeah, that was awful.
You'll see a lot of, you will see some high IQ basketball and a couple guys that can shoot it. So, you know, pick your poison kind of thing if you're Michigan defensively. But always a great time with you, my guys, over at MGO Blog. Appreciate you. I hope you're enjoying maybe things calming down a little bit after last week.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Right? Do have signing day next week. We hope there will be some fireworks, but always a joy to do the MGO Blog Roundtable. On the way out, I want to remind those of you who are in the market for a new vehicle to get on board with Brighton Ford by going to brightonford.com. Call 1-800-NEW-FORD. Make it out to the lot at 8240 West Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan, where John Cuter and his great crew will take great care of you with deals like the one on the 2023 Ford Bronco Sport Big Ben, $370 a month with $4,500 down, or $543 a month with $500 down, the 2022 Ford Explorer, four-wheel drive XLT, $304 a month with $5,900 down, or $536 a month with $500 down. And last but not least, the 2022 Ford F-150 Super Crew, $349 a month with $5,900 down, or $585 a month with $500 down. For those and other great deals, get on board with Brighton Ford by going to brightonford.com. Call 1-800-NEW-FORD. Make it out to the lot at 8240 West Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. See you tomorrow on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket. The official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.